Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Is there any way we can get the Sunday Theotokia, the second section? What a beautiful revival that you are having in this church to study the words of the midnight praise, to understand the words, the meaning, and the feeling of every single word is so important. You'll have to forgive me because the passage that was assigned to me is one of my favorite passages. So I'm a little excited and I'm a little hyper because of how joyful this passage is. This passage, we will see the love of God. We will come to know the love of God. And we will come to understand the love that God has for us. It's almost scandalous in its beauty. The passage begins with the Ark of the Covenant, and it describes it. It says, the Ark overlaid round about with gold that was made with a wood that would not decay. So the church is giving us the image of the Ark of the Covenant. It's made out of a wood that does not decay, and it's covered with gold. That is one layer of understanding. It's a historical layer. It's to understand that this is an object in the tabernacle. Up to here, it's very basic. But the church and the fathers of the church, in their wisdom, had a key to understand the deep meanings of every single word in the Old Testament. Every single thing points to Christ. That's how you read the Old Testament. It's the reading of it according to the church. So, it goes on to say, this ark that is made of wood that doesn't decay, that is covered with gold, we'll see in this passage, it's two things. Church always begins with Christ. It foretold the sign of God, the Word who became man without separation. So now they're saying this ark that is covered with gold, it foretold of the Logos, the Word of God, who became man without separation. So this first section is all the Christology of the church to see how clear the mind of the church in teaching us a proper and true Christology. So we're saying that the ark that is made of wood without decay, covered with gold, it foretold the Word who is God, who became man, right, without separation. There's an union, there's no separation. And then the next verse says this, one out of two, one nature out of two, a holy divinity. One out of two, a holy divinity, coessential with the Father and incorruptible. So the first thing that the church is talking about is that Jesus is one out of two. One out of two. The first is a holy divinity. Now, the word coessential may seem confusing or difficult. It's a theological term. What does coessential mean? It means of the same essence, coessential. And we find this to be the faith of the church. It's so beautiful, right? A holy divinity coessential with the Father. That means what? That means that He is one with the Father. The next line says, and a holy humanity. And this is where it becomes something that is so beautiful for us to begin to meditate on. Not just a holy divinity, coessential with the Father, but a holy humanity, coessential with who? What does the church say? Right? Coessential is a very big word. Coessential with us. Coessential with us according to the economy. Right? So when you look at what's happening, we're saying in one moment that this wood that was covered with gold, there is a union without separation, is a symbol, is pointing to Jesus who becomes man, the Word who becomes man, is one also out of two. A holy divinity, co-essential with the Father, and a holy humanity, co-essential with us, according to the economy. Now, why does that matter? Why is this important? Because in the one person, Jesus Christ, in Him, we can come to know the Father and see the Father in Him, but also in the one person, Christ, we can begin to understand our vocation, who we are as human. So it's both a Christology and an anthropology. It's both a revelation of who God is, but also a revelation of what it means to be human fully. Do you see how in one person we can see both? In the book of Hebrews chapter 1, St. Paul begins by saying, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets. In the old days, He used to speak to us through the prophets. But in the last days, He's spoken to us by His Son. He communicated Himself by the Son. Now, look at what He says. Whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. Look at what He says. Who being the brightness of His glory. Jesus is the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person. So when we see Christ, we come to know the Father. Everyone following? Everyone seeing how exciting this is? That in the one person of Christ, I can come to know God through Christ. I can know the Father through Christ. He is the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person. Now, what about His humanity? What about us, co-essential with us? In Hebrews chapter 4, just three chapters later, what does He say? He says, seeing then that we have so great a high priest who passed through the heavens, the Son of God, let us hold our confession. Why do we hold our confession? For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with us. Why, St. Paul? Why do we have a high priest who can sympathize with us, who can feel us, who knows us? Who can sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted just as we are, and yet without sin. Who is this who is like us in all things except for sin? Who is that? Who is co-essential with us? Who knows my pain? Who knows my suffering? The same person, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the mystery of the Incarnation. Co-essential with the Father and co-essential with us, according to the economy. This is great joy. Because of this, He says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So just as the ark is this wood covered with gold, so is Christ one out of two, a holy divinity and a holy humanity, co-essential with the Father, co-essential with us. I can come to know who God is, who God the Father is in the Son, and I can know what it means to be human in the Son. That's why St. Paul says in Romans 8 that we were predestined to be conformed to the image and to the fullness of Christ. To be human is to become like Christ. This is the teaching of the Church. We say this throughout Midnight Praise. On Friday, what do we say? He took what is ours in order to... He took what is ours in order to give us what is His. Look at how the Church in her writings is so consistent. So first we said the Ark of the Covenant is Christ, humanity, divinity, co-essential. Okay, clear? Now look at what we say after this. after we sing to St. Mary, we go on to talk about St. Mary. What do we say? Gold and silver and precious stone, purple and scarlet and fine linen. And they made an ark of wood that would not decay, overlaid it with gold within and without. Wait a second. We've talked about the ark before. We've talked about the ark as a symbol of Christ, humanity and divinity. Everyone remembers that? That's just like a few verses up. You're following. Good. Now we're talking about an ark made with wood that would not decay, covered with gold. So what does the church say now about this ark? This is so beautiful. You too, O Mary, are clothed with the glory of the divinity within and without. He took what is ours in order to give us what is His. He became man according to the economy and gave us what is His according to the economy. He descended in order to elevate. He became man to make us like Him. The one symbol, the ark, is an icon or a symbol of Christ, divinity and humanity, co-essential with the Father, co-essential with us. And the ark is an icon and a symbol of the Theotokos, humanity covered with the glory of divinity within and without. Did anyone ever notice the fraction during the fast of St. Mary? Some people found it confusing. Anyone notice? Anyone notice the fraction? We say, let us praise the Holy Trinity. Blessed be God the Father, the Pantocrator. Amen, Alleluia. Amen, Alleluia. Blessed be the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, Alleluia. Holy is the God the Father, the Pantocrator. Amen, Alleluia. Holy is His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, Alleluia. Holy is the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Amen, Alleluia. Everyone agrees? Yes? What's the next verse? What's the next verse? The ark that is made out of gold, the ark of wood and gold, is an icon of Christ. The ark that is made of wood and gold is an icon of the Theotokos. The next line in the fraction, what do we say? Holy and full of glory is the Theotokos. There it is. Holy and full of glory, the Theotokos, St. Mary the Virgin. Amen, Alleluia. And holy is this sacrifice. Holy and full of glory. He took what is ours to give us what is His. This is His economy. This is His plan of salvation. Because a human without God is dead. A human without God is dead. We have something called biological life. And we have the appearance of being alive, but without God we're dead. While others may be dying biologically, but because they have Christ, they are alive and more alive. So this passage of the ark covered with gold speaks to us of God's love for us and His desire in becoming human, to become one with us. He who is by nature co-essential with the Father took on the flesh of the Virgin, as we say in the confession, becoming one with us, co-essential. This changed the world. This has to change your heart as well. It's not just history. This is reality. Do you understand what has been offered to you and given to you in the Incarnation? Well, we come to see it here. You too, O Mary, are clothed with the glory of the divinity within and without. For you have brought unto God your Son many people through your purity. When they come and they say gold and silver and precious stones, purple and scarlet and fine linen, these are the virtues that cover the Theotokos. This is the adornment of the beauty of God that covers the Theotokos. Now, maybe you're wondering, what are we talking about here? Consider the gospel. Consider what the Lord teaches. He says, I did not come to be served, but to serve. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. When the Greeks came to look for Jesus, the disciples said, the Greeks want to see you. They seek to see you. What was his response? Unless a grain of wheat dies, it cannot bear fruit. He's telling them, I am the one who goes to the lowest place. What is it about the Theotokos that the Lord loved? What was she adorned with that he sought? Was it not her humility? Was it not her lowliness? Was it not her meekness? Her ability to go to the lowest place. There's a tradition that says that Saint Mary, her prayer wasn't that she would be the mother of God. That was not her prayer. They say that her prayer was that she would be the maidservant of the one who would carry the Messiah. She just wanted to be the servant girl of the woman who's going to become the mother of God. He saw her smallness, her lowliness, her extreme humility, and said, this is one who is like me. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Learn from me, for I am lowly and gentle in heart. This is the gold and the purple and the clothing of the divinity within and without, the one who was the deepest valley, who could receive the dew from heaven. We can sit for months and meditate on the economy of God. So the ark is wood that would not decay, covered with gold, points to the incarnation. A holy divinity, co-essential with the Father, a holy humanity, co-essential with us according to the economy. In Christ we see the express image of the Father. In Christ we see what it means to be human. Especially in the Coptic Church, especially the way we understand humanity. The way we understand humanity in the sense that we call Christ crucified on the cross, we call him the King of Glory. Remember, we say he's the brightness of his glory. Where when is the brightness of the glory most expressed? In the Transfiguration? No, the Church says he is the King of Glory when he is hanging on the cross, revealing that he loves us and is dying for us. Unless a grain of wheat descends into the earth. So you and I too are called to become truly human. But also we are called to carry within us, especially through all the sacraments that the Church has given us. In baptism we receive the Holy Spirit. This morning we had three baptisms. I had to blow in their face and say, receive the Holy Spirit. What is this beauty within and without? For humans to carry God in them, to receive the true body and blood of Christ. His humanity parted not from his divinity for a single moment nor a twinkling of an eye. You receive God inside of you. You become a carrier of God. This is the economy. This is the beauty of what the Church has been teaching from the beginning. He took what is ours, gave us what is his. You too, O Mary, are clothed with the glory of the divinity within and without, for you have carried in your womb the Son of God. May the economy, may the story of salvation, may we see the beauty of his offering to us, his sacrifice, his desire to be united to us. May that make us devote ourselves to Him. May we desire to be united with the divine as well. It's no little thing to have communion. This church is so blessed. You have liturgy every single day. This is no little thing to come to church and to receive the body and blood of Christ, to be united with Him. That you too would become like an ark. This is the purpose. This is the design. This is what the church has taught us from the beginning. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
يا أم النور يا فخر الأمة جميلة قوي نفسي بس كان يبقى في الإنجليزي بتاعها أنا أقول ربع والشمامسة يقول الربع الإنجليزي يا Ah, ah, ah. نساء كثيرات نول
فخر العذارى يا مريم والدة الإله مني ومن Ben sotir en tefkan en novi, nane vol jefes maront en jefiot ne mifshiri, nem peb nev maem thoem, tetere en sen jik, ten ons, mons ten zikone.
Make us worthy to pray to you, thank your Father who art in heaven.
Trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against. Lead us not into temptation, but as an evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. De Christos, Jesus, penchois. In opium, so kyrie.
Irini pasi.
Et ob nevmati.
Eos edro biesan, masir, namdol, wahidu, kalimatil, eb. Al-Ilah, adhi qatta'a kul rubatat, qatayana, mqadalana, mkhalisan, mahiyya. الذين فكفوا لتلاميذ القديسين والصلاه والكرمهم receive the Holy Spirit who seems you remit the remitted to them and those which you detain shall be retained. لان ايضا يا سيدنا من قبل الصلاه امت الذين يعملون في الكهنوت في كل زمان في كنيستك المقدسه ان يغفروا خطايا الارض بتحب كل الباطات ذل. We ask and entreat your goodness to love our mankind, feed your servants, my father, my brethren, my witness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory. Dispense unto us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or through anger, shofar, from deed, and word, from faint-heartedness, do master on us the weakness of men and the good and from and grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fear, strengthen us unto your Lord, your goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration, and you to your good Father, the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence with you now at all times and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Christos pennuti urun de tiri ni moin antikirini sibni antikirini kan noven ani volya dhukti tigon bi onim bi esmonim pi amahin shayini amin. Make us worthy to pray to you, thank for our Father who art in heaven. And now may love of God the Father and the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. Amdu bi salam salam rabbi akum. Amen. Kum mahabbat utsabun Joseph. اللي دخلنا جوه التابوت كده دخله جميله وخلانا احنا كمان نبقى تابوت، بس تابوت متحرك عايش ماشي، مش كده ولا ايه؟ زي ما شرح لنا تابوت يعني ذهب من من بره ومن جوه، روح القدس يحل عليك وقوة العلي تضللك والقدوس المولود منك. فاحنا عايشين تابوت بالثالوث القدس بالهولي ترينيتي. ربنا يبارك لك ابونا مرسي على محبته. بكره القداس ان شاء الله من 8 لـ10:30، والعشيه بالليل هتكون عشيه عيد الملاك ميخائيل رئيس الملائكه الجليل ميخائيل، وعيد جلوس قسطنطين الملك، وبدايه اعلان بقى المسيحيه دين رسمي في روما بعد ما اعتلى عرش روما يعني. فان شاء الله هيباركنا بكره قدس ابونا رفائيل بشاره كاهن كنيسه ماري جرجس والقديس يوسف بمونتريال. ربنا يكمل النهضة الجميلة دي على خير وبركة، إن الكنيسة مفتوحة لينا. زمان واحد من الآباء قال لي أحسن طلبة وأنت بتقولها كده، تقول يا رب اجعل باب كنيستك مفتوح قدامنا على مر الدهور والأزمان وإلى آخر كل زمان. عارفين بيقول الكلمة دي إمتى؟ وهو بيقفل ستر الهيكل، يعني هو بيقفل ستر الهيكل كده يقول اجعل باب كنيستك مفتوح قدامنا على مر الدهور والأزمان وإلى آخر كل زمان. يعني لما نيجي يا رب مرة جاية نفتح الهيكل تبقى موجود جوه الهيكل على طول. اجعل باب كنيستك مفتوح أمامنا على مر الدهور والأزمان وإلى آخر كل زمان. امضوا بسلام. سلام الرب يكون معكم. أمين. كل سنة وأنتم طيبين.